Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard. I'd fuck me so hard. Screaming from afar, getting on my nerves. Hey, you in the mirror with the lovely set of curves. Such a pretty face, full inviting lips, multiple tattoos, childbearing hips. There's a whole lot of fish in the sea, but none of those bitches are me. Take a chance, never know in the end if you're gonna get lucky. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me hard. I'd fuck myself so fucking hard. This butterfly shed its cocoon, it's spreading its wings straight for the stars. Once I cut off the meat, I'll be ready, complete, and I'd fuck me so hard.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, August 9th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, strippers protesting church, racist hackers, and choking on toilet paper. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy Latrine Henson, this is the Distorted View Show, back to kick off a brand new week of programs. Got a great show for you today. We start things off with a loud, weird orgasm. There's some balls slapping against some pussy or something. He's getting close.
Oh, fuck. Great, shit.
It sounds like, you know, when I'm making fun of girls and the ridiculous fake noises they make in pornos.
Fuck my pussy. Play with my nipples. Oh, fuck. Oh, great, shit.
Oh, yes. A job well done. I'm sorry, a job well come. That's right, Distorted View Daily. Come for the comedy, leave because it's not funny. This is my favorite part right here.
Oh, fuck. Oh, great. Shit.
Oh. Great, oh, shit. Let's listen to that in slow motion.
Oh, great. Shit.
Hello? Enough. Let's move on. Oh, I've got a great clip here from the television show County Law. Have you ever heard of it? Probably not, unless you live in Montgomery, Alabama. Apparently, Cops is so successful down in the South, the local Fox affiliate has decided to produce their own version. And so they follow around Montgomery police and, videotape the arrests and stuff. So here we go. This is a woman being arrested, and her sister's very excited about being on TV.
Somebody gave us a tip.
I figured they did. We could call and tell them where I was, Lois.
You want to put your cuffs on her?
That's fine. That's not a problem.
We're going to do a handcuff swap, okay?
Sound good.
You'll like his car better. It's a new car.
Who's that? Pizza man?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that Calhoun?
Yes, ma'am.
Can we be on it?
You're going to be on it.
Okay, that's good.
No, it ain't good.
Okay, that's good. Thank God you're getting arrested. I'm going to be on TV.
You're going to be on it.
Okay, that's good.
No, it ain't good.
But that's it.
When?
Yeah.
I love the woman who is being arrested saying, no, that's not good. This is a bad thing. I don't want to be on TV, but the sister is loving it.
You're going to be on it.
Okay, that's good.
No, it ain't good.
But that's it.
When?
Yeah.
In the next couple of weeks.
Oh, God. Lord,
y'all smile pretty for the camera now.
Get out, Lois. Get your back in here. Sit down, quit acting down,
buddy.
Get out.
Take the
and tell me. You want to wait?
Count it loud.
Get out.
Say hey.
County Lois.
County Lois.
County
Lois.
You can keep my foot on
sit down, girl.
Ain't mine.
Okay.
Sit down for that damn fool. Damn, I want to hear it.
Shut up. Lower your voice.
This is better than the actually the real cops.
County law.
County law.
Jesus.
Let me damn find it. Shut up.
Here we go.
My sister. Oh, shut up.
Wave to the camera.
Bye, sister.
Wave at the camera. Say bye-bye. Wave to the camera.
Bye-bye.
Say we love you, DT.
We love you, DT. Catalog.
All right, there you go. She may be possibly at least mildly retarded. Mildly to moderate. All right. A while ago on DV, we played a clip or two from Straight Thugmaster, who is a user on XTube, you know, the porno video site. And basically, the premise of the videos is that Straight Thugmaster has a slave, and Straight Thugmaster makes the slave do all sorts of degrading things, usually, you know, smell Straight Thugmaster's ass or lick his feet or something like that. Anyways, I've got some more audio here because it's funny, and the slave's voice makes him sound a little retarded. A little slow.
Well, I got these little panties on. I feel like, excuse you, fucking weirdo.
It's kind of hard to hear the audio, but the slave says, I got these panties on, and then the Straight Thugmaster said, yeah, that's because you're weird.
Well, I got these little panties on. I feel like, excuse you, fucking weirdo.
Fucking weirdo.
You know, it's a belt or a stick.
Stick.
You want me? Will you? You want to make? I mean, what? What video?
What?
What video?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Write that song.
Smell your ass.
I didn't do the ass lifting one.
Get together now. Come on.
At first, I didn't do the ass lifting one because I was being stupid.
You think I'm the one on point?
All right. So the Thugmaster now has a stick. That he can hit the slave if he's not sniffing his ass properly.
Fuck you up.
I'm moving the camera up so I can see how perfect your ass is all the time.
Aww, that's sweet.
Smell that shit, bitch.
Smell
good.
Smell that shit, bitch.
Smell that shit, bitch.
You smell good.
You smell real good.
How do you need to help make money now?
What?
You gonna beat the crackhead up?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're gonna make money. They're gonna beat a crackhead up. Here is the slave sucking dick and gagging.
Rub them feet.
Like that, you little bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong clip. This is the slave rubbing feet.
Rub them feet.
Like that, you little bitch.
Oh, yeah. Your feet are perfect. They smell so good.
Oh. Feet are gross. Abort. I guess he can't abort or he'll get hit with a stick.
Fuck yeah.
I like that the Straight Thugmaster gave him the option, though. Alright, do you want the bell or the stick? And then calls him a faggot. That's exactly how I am in the bedroom. Just verbally abusive. Faggot, you know, just no mercy. Oh, this is, well, I mean, you can probably figure out what's going on here. There's some cock gagging. More, more! Thank you, Straight Thugmaster. I've got one more clip for you, and it's from the local news, and it involves tech support, India, and nude pictures. I'm interested.
A Sacramento woman says a tech support engineer in India managed to expose her secrets and make charges to her credit card after she called him with a desperate request. Here's reporter George Warren.
There's no getting around the fact that Tara Fitzgerald was faced with an embarrassing situation and a 14-year-old daughter in the house.
I took cunt shots and now I can't find them on my computer.
Because I was missing pictures on my computer, and they were personal pictures, and I didn't feel comfortable
They were extremely personal pictures intended only for her boyfriend.
Sure.
I couldn't find them on my computer, and that made me nervous.
So Tara called Dell Support for help with her new Dell computer and her delicate problem. She was connected to...
Oh my God, what a stupid cunt. You really have no idea what happened to the pictures? Let's see. If you didn't delete them or move them to a different folder, who else could have possibly done that? Oh yes, your 14-year-old daughter who uses your computer. Duh. She probably saw the pictures, was like, oh my God, gross, I must have been on some fucking porn website and downloaded them. And deleted them, not realizing that they were cunt shots of her mother.
They were extremely personal pictures intended only for her boyfriend.
Sure.
I couldn't find them on my computer. And... that made me nervous.
So Tara called Dell Support for help with her new Dell computer and her delicate problem. She was connected to a Dell Support contractor in Mumbai, India, named Riyaz Sheikh.
Riyaz was horny that day.
I trusted him.
Why would you trust someone from India that you've never met? He works tech support for Dell. Why did you instantly feel a connection to him? Weird. Something does not add up on this story. I have a feeling that, you know, it could be that she is making this all up.
I trusted him. I trusted him because he was a Dell technician. And I don't like the cyber world.
You don't like the cyber world, yet you're willing to share naked photographs of yourself over the interwebs. Smart lady.
And I don't like the cyber world. You're so vulnerable.
She gave the tech permission to access her computer remotely. And then
I don't like the cyber worlds.
And then watched as he found her picture.
Listen to what... I just want to... Let's just go back to this. This one fucking sentence sums up everything you need to know.
And I don't like the cyber world.
Some people just shouldn't have computers. I mean, come on.
And I don't like the cyber world.
I don't like...
You're so vulnerable.
Every time I played it, it gets me more angry.
You're so vulnerable.
She gave the tech permission to access her computer remotely, and then watched as he found her pictures and downloaded them.
Oh yeah, I am totally convinced. I watched him take the pictures out of my email.
How can you see that?
I watched him.
Oh, maybe he did like a right-click save type of thing?
I watched him.
Shortly thereafter, 16 nude photographs appeared on a vulgar website created for the sole purpose of displaying Tara's pictures.
All right, now the real question is, if the domain was registered in India, then you know it was this guy. If it was in the U.S., right, or if it, you know, then it's her fault. Why am I doing investigative research here, or journalism?
Shortly thereafter, 16 nude photographs appeared on a vulgar website created for the sole purpose of displaying Tara's pictures.
Tarascunt.com.
I've been violated.
Ugh.
My life's been violated. Hey, sexy, that's what he says to me.
In conversations that became increasingly personal, the support technician offered to help Tara remove the offensive website. And somehow he convinced her to ship him a brand new Dell laptop.
Okay, all right, listen. At this point, now she's just... She gets what she deserves here.
And somehow he convinced her to ship him a brand new Dell laptop so that he could work on her case from his home in Mumbai.
Makes sense.
And I'm telling myself my
That seems like a reasonable request.
And I'm telling myself my conscience is talking to me saying, Tara, don't send this. What are you doing? Are you crazy? I send it anyways. Because I really believed in this guy. I really had faith that he was protecting my dignity.
And then Tara's disturbing experience with the tech support rep took an even more bizarre turn.
Yes! More bizarre turns!
On Valentine's Day, he told her he'd fallen in love with a young woman in Tennessee who had also called Dell Tech Support.
What about Tara? That's what I would be pissed about. You're not falling in love with me? I sent you a computer, goddammit. You saw my pussy.
Tara later discovered he shipped $800 worth of Dell computer gear to the woman's home in Waynesboro.
And
billed it to Tara's Dell credit card.
There it is.
The Tennessee woman did not respond to our request for comment. Neither did Riyaz Sheikh.
Can't see your face. Move your webcam up.
In several online chats between Sheikh and Tara...
Why were you chatting with him on webcam? And letting him talk to you in a sexual manner.
Acknowledged the improper charges as recently as this week. In one message from his official Dell account, he said, You're my true friend, Tara. I am sorry accidentally I charged your Dell account, but I will pay.
Accidentally, I memorized your Dell account number and then used it to purchase equipment for my girlfriend in Tennessee. Whoops, my bad.
I don't want to lose my job. It was a mistake which happened with me. Yes, this all happened more than a year ago, and Tara said she complained to Dell several times about it. It took her this long to try a different strategy and go to the media.
When you trust somebody with your computer, and you expect them...
Trust no one. That's one thing you should learn in life,
to
honey.
Respect your privacy, and they don't.
Okay.
And they try to manipulate and control you. You feel like an idiot.
All right. Cue the violence, right? So there you go. That's Tara's story. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Lifetime memberships are also available. Just follow the links on the webpage. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus episodes, extended shows, stuff like that. Weekend programs. Corey was back with Butt Fudge Sunday this week. Video cast, too. I've got one that I'm working on. I keep promising you. So I'll try to get that out today. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Tomorrow's program will be extended, so be on the lookout for that. Three quick stories. Oh, I should also mention that Distorted View once again has a post office box. A lot of people have been asking me for that for some reason. Send me shit in the mail. I love hearing from you guys, though, so if you've got something you want to send, it is Distorted View, P.O. Box 211072, Columbus, Ohio 43221. That information is up on the show notes today. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Texas. Authorities in South Texas are investigating the suicide of an inmate in the city jail who apparently killed himself by swallowing wet toilet paper. Now, that's a great idea. It's smart. It's hard to kill yourself in prison, I hear, because they don't give you a lot of opportunities. They don't give you, sharp silverware to cut yourself or anything like that. So you have to sort of improvise. And this guy did just that. He got some toilet paper, wetted it up, and tried to jam it down his throat. Now, what's great is I found this story on FARC, and someone pointed out that in the news story on the website, there's a picture of toilet paper. Not the toilet paper used to suffocate this man. It's just a stock image of toilet paper on the roll. And you can click to enlarge it. In case anyone's not quite familiar with what toilet paper looks like. All right, police found 18-year-old Joel De La Rosa dead early Thursday morning in the city jail in Edinburgh near the Texas-Mexico border. He had been taken into custody about 3 hours earlier on charges of drug possession and evading arrest. Now, I mean, those are serious charges, but is it really enough to kill yourself over? I mean, it's not going to be a life sentence or well, this is Texas. He'd probably be put to death anyways, just like retards are. All right, officials say De La Rosa was jailed earlier this month and tried to hang himself in his cell. Officers were able to stop the man in time. They should have put him on suicide watch. No toilet paper for you, sir. You wipe with your hands. Police Chief Corino Munoz said the teenager received no special attention this time, despite the earlier suicide attempts. The County Sheriff's Department is investigating the death, so there you go. Really, what is there to investigate? There's a bunch of wet toilet paper shoved in this dude's throat. I think that's how he died. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from New Jersey. A former state computer technician convicted of programming thousands of racist flyers through printers in the Attorney General's office lost his bid for a lenient sentence yesterday when he refused to own up to the crime. First of all, what does it mean when they say he programmed thousands of racist flyers? Does that mean he made copies? Because that takes very, very few programming skills. I went into Word. I changed the font to 72 point. I chose Arial Bold, and then I began to type. And I typed and I typed. Die, color jigaboos! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And then I printed 500 copies. He's such a hacker. Despite the jury's guilty verdict, Carl Jr., 28, continued to maintain his innocence at his sentencing, a decision that landed him a 5-year prison sentence instead of the 3-year term his lawyers had requested. In a blistering reproach, Mercer County Superior Court Judge Robert C. Billmeyer refused to go easy on the man, even though his clean criminal record would have allowed it. You are defiant to the very end, Billmeyer told Hrra, who attended his sentencing in shorts and a t-shirt. Despite the overwhelming evidence against you, despite your lack of credibility in this courtroom, you are defiant to this very day. After a week-long trial, never surrender, as Corey Hart once brilliantly sang, and nobody wants to know you now. Nobody wants to show you how. So if you're lost and on your own, you can never surrender. And if your path won't lead you home, you can never surrender. And when the night is cold and dark, you can see light. No one can take away your right to fight and never surrender. That's how we do it. Tim Henson and Corey Hart, 2010. That song is dedicated to the racist making racist flyers. You're welcome. All right, this dude programmed printers throughout the office to spew out thousands of flyers while computer personnel tried frantically to stop the onslaught. Apparently they weren't familiar with the power button or power cords. The flyer, which featured a Confederate flag as a background, called for the death of brown people and those of Middle Eastern descent. The papers churned out of 20 printers for hours until the rogue program was shut down. Well, this guy was a hacker. In a confession to police a month later, he said he did it to embarrass his boss for discriminating against him as a young white male. Good defense. During the trial, he said his confession was coerced and that he told police he did it just to avoid spending the weekend in jail. The judge said he would not consider the lesser sentence unless Hrra took responsibility for his crime. Hrra's assertion that he was sorry for everything that happened rang hollow because it stopped short of admitting his guilt, Billmeyer said. Are you admitting you're guilty of the crimes the jury found you guilty of? Billmeyer asked. No, sir, I'm not, he replied. All right, then 5 years in jail. All right, final story. That was supposed to be a gavel banging. Final story we have for you today. It's a short one from the great state of Ohio. The owner of an Ohio strip club and some of his dancers, whores, have been protesting at a church that has done the same to them for 4 years. Women in bikinis sat in camp chairs Sunday outside the New Beginnings Ministries Church in Warsaw, about 60 miles northeast of Columbus. Why wasn't I invited to cover this event? Tommy George owns the Foxhole Strip Club, classy, in nearby Newcastle. He says he and his employees decided to start coming to the church because they were fed up. George says the church's pastor, Bill Dunphy, and his congregation have bothered the club's weekend patrons. Look, we're not trying to rock the boat here. We just want to see some tits and ass. So if you could just get the hell out of the way and let me see some pussy, that'd be great. Let me just rephrase that into something you might understand. Part the fucking sea, Moses. My lap has a date with Crystal Jugs. That's Jugs with two G's, by the way. All right. Yeah, according to the owner of the club, the church's pastor, Bill Dunphy, and his congregation have bothered the club's weekend patrons. He says they come armed with bullhorns, signs, and video cameras for posting customers' license plate numbers online. Dunphy calls George a parasite and says seeing the protesters outside the church has strengthened the resolve of his flock. So there you go. The eternal struggle between good and horny. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaks are up to this fine Monday.
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to put my 2 cents in worth on Selvia experiences. I've tried it a couple times. First of all, 5 years ago when I was trying to pick up speed and it was just like this nasty leaf shit. Really didn't do much. The stuff now is really concentrated. I got one of those top heads that knows everything. I'm not going to tell you any more into that. But I just wanted to say, yeah, after that first hit, it goes right to your fucking brain. Something with whatever gland deals with your equilibrium and balance, because you pretty much
fall down.
Left, right, up, and down. There is no such thing. It's,
yeah. That's like that guy in that video. He was banging his head on all sorts of shit. Like, he couldn't balance.
Quite the hallucinogen. So, if you ever get a chance and you're...
Now, is that a type of drug that you would want to do by yourself? Because it seems to me like you'd want to have someone there to help you when you, you know, try walking out the window or something.
You have your own home. Preferably alone is probably best, and sitting down is probably even a better
idea.
Yeah.
So, I guess maybe if you're already in the sitting position, you won't be able to figure out how to stand up.
Hey, Timmy Whiteman Henson. This is Tree from Dallas.
Oh, Tree, of
Long
course.
Time listener, first time caller, sideshow member.
Nice.
Calling with a little TNB. My brother works at a local emergency room.
Racist.
And he was going through the next lady in line, and he couldn't figure out what the name was. It was L-A hyphen A. So he called out, "I'm looking for La." And this black lady, all pissed off, says, "Can't you read? That's La Dasha." I shit you not, she named her kid La Dasha.
With a real dash.
Love the show, keep it up, and can't wait for the next episode.
Thank you so much. That's a great name, La Dasha. Timothy La Dasha Henson.
Jaboo, Timmy Boo, what it do? Sideshow member Jess from Buffalo. I'm very upset with you, Tim. And the reason I'm upset with you is I just took a shower with you.
What?
And you didn't even acknowledge that I was there.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Pics, please.
iPod and iPod speakers. See, I'm funny. I should have my own show. Okay.
No, leave the comedy to me.
Hey, boo, what's good? I was listening to the
What? Sorry, fail. Next.
Hey, Tim. Lifetime Sideshow member Spider here. I'm planning on getting you something for your birthday.
Oh!
Or sending you my birthday present. Sound
like the guy who was coming.
I want... in order to do that, I need to know your t-shirt size.
Well,
if you could,
I'm very happy to report that I fit comfortably in a medium.
Let me get this.
By the way, that dude down... Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry I don't have your name in front of me, but the dude down in Florida, he used to sell Distorted View hats, like embroidered hats and stuff, sent me a pair of underwear a while ago. And it on the band, it says Tim Henson Queers Me or something like that. He sent me a size 42-44. Even at my largest, I was never that fucking huge. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Tim.
I fit in a 32-34.
Hey, Tim. It's Marissa from New York. I'm calling because I was wondering if you could register a Distorted View as a non-for-profit organization. Hear me out.
Okay.
This way, we could, the freaks, we could write it off as a tax deduction. And you could claim that it's keeping you off the streets.
I could try that.
That's my idea. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me. I'm not sure. I think that's pretty much... It's a charity. It's a charity for me. Yeah.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
Yeah,
hey, I got a news story for you.
Oh, right.
I heard it on the local radio, I don't know, last week, the week before.
Okay,
I kept thinking about calling you about it.
Are you drunk?
Anyway, I don't know where it took place, but the two girls, they got into a car accident.
Uh-huh.
And one of them got killed.
I think I read this on the show.
The girls were so similar that the police told the wrong parents which girl was killed.
That's funny.
And they set up a funeral and everything, and I guess they found out at the last minute that they had the daughters mixed up. I mean, the other family was...
I love that because that means one family's misery has turned to joy. Like, oh my god, our baby's alive! But the exact opposite happened for the other family. The yin and the yang.
Tim, what the fuck? My shit is fucked. Trying to fucking get new shows. The shit's fucked. Won't he fucking download that shit so that my password's not right? And fucking receive
That means you didn't pay.
Didn't receive any notifications?
Yes, well, occasionally... Well, a couple things happen. One, sometimes PayPal fucks up. If you're a Sideshow member and for some reason you can't access the Sideshow feed, one of two things happen. Well, three things. One, your credit card or whatever, your source of payment was denied. Two, PayPal just fucked up. Sometimes PayPal just screws up and cancels a membership, right? I can't do anything about that. I'm sorry. You just have to re-sign up again. It'll issue you the same password and you'll be all set. I don't remember three. So the first thing you should do is check to see if PayPal canceled your membership. If they did, just fucking re-sign up. If for some reason everything appears okay, then email me. Maybe something is screwed up on my end and I can fix it. Occasionally that happens too. It's fucking software. I mean, you can't win. PayPal screws up. My software screws up. You guys screw up. It doesn't happen often, but, every once in a while, every week or so I have someone who, something happened and we try to take care of it ASAP. Because I love my freaking
DVDs. Jamie Boyle Hansen, happy birthday to you, motherfucker.
Thank you.
I hope you don't hydroplane on your birthday.
I haven't hydroplaned recently. Been very careful.
That's all I got to say. It's Jim S. Loyal Sideshow Freak.
Is this Jim S. as in Jim Stark, who used to call in all the time and who Michael Moore hates?
Timothy James Henson, Sideshow member Dan from Texas calling in. Hey, man, I saw an interesting commercial on the TV just a little while ago. It kind of struck me as one of those asshole moves. It started off pretty nicely. I mean, it was showing some very nice images of, like, a family together playing at the park. And
okay.
Some old people, which, I don't know, it didn't make any sense. But they kept flashing these little, or transitioning these little words over everything, like, life and love and friendship and dogs and food, and I was like, wow, this is really nice, like, anti kill yourself campaign, and I was like, yeah, I don't feel bad watching this, and at the end it went Scientology, and I was like, fuck you guys, god damn it. So yeah, where Miracle Whip takes its extreme attitude, apparently Scientology is to thank for puppy dogs and...
What the hell is he talking about? Miracle Whip and Scientology? I don't know. Let's just end it. Thank you guys, everyone, for all of the voicemails. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it no God?
County Law.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine. I'm not kidding.